They're calling it a groundbreaking study.
Oh.
Scientific researchers yesterday published the first ever map of the brain that shows how decisions are made. So now we show you the map of the people that decided to not use their brain, yeah. And it's why we can't.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things. Let's go to Williamson County, Texas. It's just a little bit south of there on 35. Hill country area and an 18-wheeler. Going right around Georgetown on Tuesday. Caused significant delays in Tuesday morning time as they had to respond to a commercial vehicle fire, an 18-wheeler that had caught on fire right there. It pulled over on the side, fire in the brakes, the rear of the trailer engulfed in flames. No injuries reported.
Thank heavens.
Driver's fine. The load inside the 18-wheeler is not. It was carrying thousands of pounds of boneless beef brisket.
Oh, no!
Flambéed and barbecued right there on the highway. Don't feel too bad, though, because the truck was on its way to Canada, so we weren't going to get any anyway.
You know, fall, not officially here, but all those fall activities seem to have arrived. There's pumpkin spice, there's decorating, there's apple picking, and apple stealing. What? Police in Pataskala, Ohio, well, they discovered a cute little family out for a fun day at an orchard. And they had stolen hundreds of pieces of fruit. Allegedly, yeah. The parents were smuggling them out under their children in the glove box. The owner of the joint now increasing security during apple picking season.
Stealing apples. Using your kids.
I know.
That's rotten to the core.
Boom.
Dum, 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 dum.
Dramatic pause. Here comes a man from Wisconsin. He is in custody. He fled the scene of an accident this past Sunday. And he took an interesting route to try to take himself away from the Dane County Dispatch and the Madison Police and the Madison Fire Department. They were all dispatched for a single vehicle crash. There's not much going on up there in Wisconsin. Well, the driver, they did see running away and then trying to swim away. Yeah, he went to Lake Monona.
As you do.
And dove in and tried to swim across it. And that didn't work. He's fine. And he's in custody. But again, please don't use it for criminal purposes. No live animal policy, and that includes criminals.
Dum, 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 dum.
So one of my big rules in life is do not own anything that will kill you for no given reason.
There you go.
A man in South Dakota did not take this advice. He had two cobras and a rattlesnake roaming around his apartment. And he got bit by one of the pet cobras. The man was taken to the hospital. The snakes were taken by animal control. And all of this because he decided to keep them in a plastic bin that had lost its lid.
Those poor things. I'm guessing he's single, huh?
Dum, 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 dum.
What hope?
Big surprise. Well, let's go to a Royal Caribbean cruise ship in Puerto Rico last weekend. And a man jumped off of it because he wanted to skip out on a gambling debt that he had incurred on there. He had run up the casino on the ship over $16,000, nearly $17,000 he had lost at the cruise ship casinos on this particular cruise.
It's not a good choice.
So they go into ports, and the cruise ship's about to dock. And that's where he decided to make his move. Caught on surveillance camera, jumping into the water. Hit the water. Survived it. And was picked up promptly by people on jet skis that he had arranged.
No way!
Yeah!
Well, they had to have known who he was, though. Right?
They didn't have any trouble tracking him down at all. I mean, he's in the ocean there. Yeah. And now he's facing about, 14 times more money than he was looking at $250,000 in fines and up to 5 years in prison. Again,
will it
don't help? Play it with humans.
Now this one's going out to little Beulah today, your brand new fur baby, KB, and Hank and Lola at home. So be good and do not steal pizza. One dog in Chesterfield County, Virginia, got in big trouble when his owner, Catherine, left some pizza on the stove. You see, Mango, the Great Dane, wanted a piece. So he jumped up and accidentally turned the stove on. You seeing where this is going? Yeah, that caught the box on fire. Mango notified Catherine's husband. Smoke rushed in when he came out, and luckily the damage is minimal. But to Mango's credit, it was pizza.
There you go. All right. We'll go easy on Mango. He knows not what he does, although he probably planned it. And then finally, let us go to China. So we're used to watching ads in order to, like, stream content and play games and a million other things here. But how about this? If you walk into a public bathroom in China, there is now a chance you will have to watch an ad to get...
Oh, for crying out loud.
Toilet paper. So you scan a QR code that plays an ad on your phone, and then the machine spits out a modest amount, like 6 squares of toilet paper. If you need more, guess what? You have
more
to watch
ads.
Another stupid ad. They also had, it's an advertisement for a dating website, because that's what you want to think about when you're in that particular position.
I thought they were anti-capitalism. What's going on here?
There's an option to pay a few cents for the toilet paper instead if you want to skip it. So there you go. Watching ads to get your toilet paper over there in China. So if you wanna wipe right, you gotta swipe right.
Dum, 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 dum,